Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The suspect in the murder of four University of Idaho students was in court today for the first time.
Count two alleges that you committed the felony offense of murder in the first degree.
And new details in the case. CBS's Omar Villafranca with the latest.
Police say his cell phone pinged in the area at least 12 times in the weeks before the murders. A roommate who survived told investigators she heard noise on the morning of the murders, and when she peeked out the door, saw a figure clad in black clothing and a mask that covered the person's mouth and nose walking towards her, and described the figure as a tall male with bushy eyebrows. A DNA sample found on a leather knife sheath at the scene was linked to a DNA sample police pulled from the Koberger's family trash bin in Pennsylvania.
Eight family members were found dead inside a home near Salt Lake City.
Officials believe 42-year-old Michael Haight killed seven family members, then killed himself. Among those killed, Haight's five children, Enoch City Manager Rob Dotson.
A 17-year-old female, 12-year-old female, 7-year-old female, 7-year-old male, and a 4-year-old male.
The small town has been shaken. Many knew the Haight family, including Mayor Jeffrey Chess.
The Haights were my neighbors, the youngest children. Played in my yard with my sons.
2 weeks ago, Haight's wife filed for divorce. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, the House is still deadlocked. They voted 10 times and cannot agree on a new speaker.
No member elect, having received the majority of the votes cast, a speaker has not been elected.
Party leader Kevin McCarthy's determined to win over enough fellow Republicans, but he's failed again and again. While he's still in critical condition, some good news for Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin.
Dr. Timothy Fritz says Hamlin cannot talk with his breathing tube, but he could write out his question about who won.
Yes, DeMar, you won. You've won the game of life.
But Dr. William Knight says Hamlin will stay in the hospital until he can breathe on his own, and they run tests to figure out the root cause.
What is the best? The best is getting him to the way he was at 8 o'clock on Monday.
They say Hamlin can move his hands and feet, and he does not have any neurological problems. Alan Skaya for CBS News, Cincinnati.
Powerful winter storm in California has brought heavy rain, strong winds, and flooding.
There are flood watches and flood warnings in effect for most of the state of California. It extends on up into the Oregon coastline. There will be rainfall rates of a half inch to an inch per hour, and it will continue for at least 3 to 6 hours at that rate.
That's WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen. On Wall Street, markets close lower today. The Dow down 340 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A group of people running for village board in Mount Pleasant is looking to oust Foxconn supporters. Village officials continue to back the Taiwan-owned electronics factory, even though it hasn't met its publicly stated goals about building, hiring, or output. Back in 2017, Foxconn promised to create 13,000 jobs, but at this point only about 1,000 people work there. Foxconn has gotten $37 million from Wisconsin taxpayers. Governor Evers says getting more state money to local governments is one of his priorities for the new year. He had sit-down meetings with the mayors of Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Green Bay, and Kenosha yesterday. They talked about how to invest in local governments. In sports, the Bucks beat Toronto last night 104-101. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
HazelsNETogo.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henry Cutter, Green.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Ogama, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Wow, it sounds like we got a little weirdness coming from the audio there.
I'm not sure. Is it gone that's now?
Not from your end. It's from the mothership because the bumper music sounded weird, too.
All right. Well, hopefully that will...
You sound good now.
Oh, okay. Hopefully that will resolve.
So maybe the Martians are gone from Eden Prairie, which is where the big stick is for AM 950.
Or solar flare.
Yeah. Hey, well, we have news that you don't hear anywhere else, so why don't we get going right with Ogama with the news that you don't hear anywhere else. Ho-wa.
Hey, sure thing. Bonjour, relatives. This is Ogama Ganuakwe. I am a citizen of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota. I reside in central Minnesota, and I have some news for you today. I want to make everybody aware, and we're going to have a guest on later who's talking about this, but the Rally for the Rivers Reunion Justice for Nabe event is happening on Monday, and you'll be able to catch that event live online with Native Roots Radio on Monday from 12 noon Central Time until it ends, I think, Robert, right? We're not really putting a time limit on something this important, right?
Right, exactly. And we'll have a tight hour, and then if it goes longer, it goes longer, and you'll take over. Oh.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what the baby has to say about that. But
the baby will take over then.
Yeah, the baby will take over. She would, too. So for those of you who don't know what the Rally for the Rivers is, it is the anniversary of one of the largest Stop Line 3 actions that happened in Aiken County, Minnesota in January of 2021. And it's a virtual rally that's going to be broadcast right here on Native Roots Radio on social media. You'll be able to hear from legal representatives and defendants facing charges related to Line 3, from citizen science monitors who are documenting ongoing damage to waters, including rivers and aquifers, as well as Winona LaDuke and other water protectors who are going to be giving some more of the history again and talking about the water protectors who were arrested and charged for exercising their treaty protected rights and peacefully demonstrating for clean water and climate justice and indigenous rights. So really looking forward to that event. Again, that's Monday, January 9th at 12 p.m. Central here on Native Roots Radio on social media. And then we'll be having some clips of that for our evening program as well on Monday. So stay tuned for that.
Wow, that's cool. And, you know, we're going to have Gina on tonight, too.
Yes, exactly. Gina's going to be on, and she's going to be giving us a little bit more details and talking about how important this all is as well. So another little bit of local news here in Minnesota that I want to talk about is the White Earth Tribal and Community College is having certificate programs March and April of 2023. They have programs available for Child Development Associate, Certified Nursing Assistant, Emergency Medical Technicians, Solar Photovoltaic Course and Internship, excuse me, and then a Special Boiler Operator License Course. And I believe we'll have somebody on from White Earth Nation Tribal College next week to talk about those programs. I don't believe you have to be a member of the White Earth Nation to enroll in those programs. So definitely reach out, go check out the White Earth Tribal and Community College online, and you can check out the course descriptions and availability options as well. So that's really exciting. I'm really glad to see those programs those programs come up for our relatives who are, you know, maybe needing a career option. Robert, did you hear about activist and water protector Tara Hauska buying Rainy Lakes Bald Point in Minnesota?
Yeah, I really want to buddy up to Tara. That looks like a beautiful area up there, and send her some good wishes. I sent her a Happy New Year text, and she responded a couple weeks later. And so I think that'll happen. I think we're pretty tight.
Yeah, I think so. So Bring Me the News said that Tara's still in shock, and that this property, which has over 2,500 feet of shoreline, is going to mean a lot to their community, their tribe, neighboring tribes, and Native people in general. She's hoping to have the space open as a place for people to come and do traditional Native activities like wild rice harvesting and other community options, as well as a place where her family will reside. So just big congratulations. And again, please invite us up to the North Country, Tara. We would love to come visit. The pictures of it look absolutely gorgeous. So
exactly.
Pretty excited about that. For those of you who are in recovery, the 20th annual Wild Rice Roundup is January 6th through 8th at the Shooting Star Hotel and Event Center. Contact information is available on Sober Squad's website. You can follow Colin Cash, or you can look for the Wild Rice Roundup information within the recovery community. If you don't have information for any of those things, you can contact Fred at 218-849-1357 or Pam at 612-250-1171. You can register by mail or in person. There's a $35 registration fee, and there is a banquet fee for $15. So the total registration banquet fee is going to be $50. So keep that in mind. They also have hotel reservations available at Shooting Star in Minoman for $85 plus tax, block numbers 13603. So those of you who are in the recovery, hit up that Wild Rice Roundup. I hear about it every year, and it's an awesome event. People have a really great time there. Robert, I know we talked about a pretendian, or somebody who was exploiting Native people with a pretend identity earlier this week over in Madison, Wisconsin. But I wanted to kind of touch base on that again just a little and remind people that there's plenty of great Native-made content that's available. And that Res Dogs was named the number one show of the year by Adweek, The Hollywood Reporter, New York Times, Times, The Primetimer, Rolling Stone, Slash Film, Variety, and Vulture, according to Sterling Harjo. He dropped the graphic on his Instagram earlier this week, and I can't even believe it. Number one in Rolling Stone, number one in New York Times, number one show of the year for Native people. And there's this really great article that I seen that has a list of 10 films by Indigenous filmmakers that you can watch instead of Avatar, The Way of the Water. James Cameron, director of Avatar, Way of the Water, recently made some really insensitive and kind of racist remarks towards Indigenous people. But there are 10 movies that you can see. Number one of those is Wild Indian. Next one is Night Raiders. Next one after that is Rhymes for Young Ghouls, which I have seen. That is one I've seen. And also Prey, Robert. I know you've seen that one. Mm-hmm. Blood Quantum is another one I've been meaning to watch. It's by the same director of Rhymes for Young Ghouls. The Rocket Boy, Drunk Town's Finest, Mekko, that's M-E-K-K-O, which is a Sterling Harjo directed film. Waikiki, which covers the world of Native Hawaii. And then another one, Parallel Minds, which has a Métis director. And it's the only one on this list from CBR.com that doesn't actually have like a Native theme. It happens to be a Native director, but it's a sci-fi film by a Native director, not about the Native experience, which is also exciting to see as well. So if you're interested in seeing Way of the Water, please, you know, find a way to purchase and watch Native directed films instead. And congratulations to Canada. Yesterday was the first ever National Ribbon Skirt Day in Canada. So congratulations to everybody up north in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Hey, up next, we're going to have Gina Peltier with Honor the Earth talking about this coming up event. And you're listening to Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break. Thank you.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered Indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Take care of your community by joining Metro Transit's Adopt a Stop program. Show your community pride by adopting a transit stop. Join us in helping keep the stop and your neighborhood beautiful and report any maintenance needs to us. We'll put a sign at the stop recognizing your efforts, plus you'll get 10 free rides every month. Get details at metrotransit.org/adopt. That's metrotransit.org/adopt.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MNsure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MNsure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MNsure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNsure.org. MNsure.org.
Biju, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Well, this is crazy having Gina on. Gina was stepped in for Ogama, so I'm like having a... like, I don't know what's going on. Is Gina with the news? Ogama with the news? But again, Gina, thanks for coming on, and thanks for sitting in for those months that Ogama was nursing her baby.
Yeah, guys, it was a pleasure to be able to help. And thank you so much for having me on. I'm grateful to be here and to be able to talk about the good work that we got going on in the virtual rally that we have going on Monday.
Yeah, we're excited too. Really great. Always good to support Honor the Earth and Winona and yourself and all the great work that's been going on with Winona LaDuke for many, many years. And so tell our audience what we have to look forward to and what the, and I know Ogama has been talking about it for the last few days, the reason behind this.
On Monday, January 9th, we're going to have a Stop Line 3 virtual reality or virtual rally for the rivers reunion, Justice for the Nebe. It's the second anniversary of the January 9th, 2021 Rally for the Rivers, where a jingle dress dance healing water healing ceremony was interrupted by law enforcement, ending in multiple arrests. So this is a virtual event. We will be going live on Monday, January 9th at noon. And then you guys will have clips on your show that night. So thank you guys so much for doing this with us.
Yeah, and it's great, too, just to let our audience know. It will be preempted. It'll be live, and then we'll edit it up and throw it on the show that night because it's going to be some great and important and powerful messaging that day.
Yeah, we'll have Winona LaDuke, love her, love all of her work, and we'll have other water protectors who will be talking about the two-year anniversary of one of the largest Stop Line 3 actions that happened in Aiken County, Minnesota. sorry, guys. We will hear from legal representatives and then defendants facing Line 3 and their related charges. And we will also hear from citizens... citizen science monitors from the Wadukawad, Amikawad, who are documenting the ongoing damage to the rivers and the aquifers and the land that Enbridge caused. So on January 9th, 2021, 2 years ago, water protectors gathered at the Mississippi River in Aiken County for a jingle dress dance and healing ceremony. And then many went to a site where they witnessed the destruction of the trees to make a path for more pipe. They witnessed the negligence of the fast-tracked construction. There were large cracks that had developed in the pipes from sitting outside for so long. And then you saw how they were poorly patched up, so that brought a lot of concern. So a large group of water protectors gathered along the road to beg for an end to this illegal occupation and the decimation of our land and treaty territory. You know, it's very traumatizing to see destruction like that. But at the end of the day, seven people were arrested and held for 3 days in the Aiken County Jail. The charges included both misdemeanors and gross misdemeanors, and six others received charges by mail based on Facebook surveillance. How crazy is that?
Oh, my God.
So far, though, only one of those charges from that day has been resolved. A judge tossed out the case mid-trial when it was clear that the Aiken County Sheriff's Department did not have enough evidence to pursue a conviction. So we will hear from Winona LaDuke, who was arrested that day. Others were charged with aiding and abetting. And then we'll hear from attorneys who will give us an update on the legal situation and the ongoing work to drop the charges against water protectors and how we are still trying to hold Enbridge accountable for the crimes against the water and the rice, the manumin, the wild rice, the climate and indigenous rights. We'll get an overview of how many cases are left. We went from over 1,000 charges and we're now down to about 100 charges, 100 cases. We'll hear about the treaty defenses that have been presented and that have been ignored. There are at least 4 felonies remaining in Aiken County. We'll get an update on drop the charges. Next week, there is a jury trial hearing in Aiken County. Brave Water Protector Scott Bull will be in court Wednesday, the 10th, the 11th, and 12th. And, you know, I so greatly appreciate that there is continued support for those that are still facing charges, whether it's help finding an attorney, paying for fees, housing or lodging for in-person cases, for the charges that they required, or holding support court events. You know, so we will be having a court support event for Scott next week. And for details on that, you can always check out Honor the Earth's Facebook page, social media, honorearth.org/events. It's great. It's really nice. It's really easy for the defendants when so many people show up to support. And I think it's so interesting of what happens in these court hearings. And I've talked about that on the show before, but Winona has cases set for February. We'll hear about how we have to still collectively demand status updates from them. And we'll hear about how Minnesota Aiken County Sheriff's Department is the most egregious county. They were a part. Are you trying to say something, Mogama?
No, I just let out a great big sigh about the egregious actions of Aiken County.
I thought she was driving a car there.
Saying for support for water protectors to help them drive, help driving them to their court cases.
Sometimes we forget this is a radio show. hey, you know, I just got to say, it's really exciting to have you back on. And I know we need updates because I know 2 years ago, I can't believe it's been that long. And two, there's been some damage up there that really, really needs to be talked about and reported.
Yeah. So, and that's it too with this whole rally. We will get to hear from Don Goodwin and Jeff Broberg, who are citizen scientists with Wadukawad Amikawad. They will give us updates on Enbridge's crimes against war, the monitoring that Wadukawad Amikawad is doing on the whole Line 3 and on the multiple aquifer breaches and the multiple frack outs that Enbridge has caused with the construction of Line 3, and an update on the accountability work. You know, it's quite scary. It's scary getting arrested or even the thought of getting arrested. But, you know, what's even scarier?
Being
having
shocked.
No clean drinking water.
Right. I thought you were going to say being shocked like you got tased in D.C.
No. That was rough.
Both of my and I flew back just be a couple days before you got tased.
Yeah. You know, it's quite crazy because we are all unarmed, nonviolent water protectors. We're trying to bring awareness to what's going on with Line 3. And it's really, really sad that law enforcement and the U.S. government has used such force against us. I mean, we're taking a stand for everyone's water. Line 3 is going through nearly half of North America's fresh water. It's going through, 22 river crossings and 200 bodies of water. It's the last of Canada's oil that's flowing through Line 3. And all that oil that's going through Line 3 is going straight to China, so China can make plastics out of it. You know, and anything that's made out of plastic can be made out of hemp. So it's just... Yeah. It's not beneficial at all. And it's especially scary, too, because with it going through nearly half of North America's fresh water, water became a commodity on Wall Street in December of 2020. Around the same time, Minnesota Governor Walz approved of the permits. So with it being the last of Canada's oil, I feel like they're just looking for another way to make money. And why not make money off the scarcity of water? And with seeing the damage firsthand, you know, we drank water out of the Mississippi River. I drank water out of the Mississippi River for 8 days straight when we had campfire light, and none of us got sick. And then shortly after that, Enbridge fracked out into the Mississippi River. Our fish developed blisters and they died. Our children can no longer swim in that area. You don't want to swim in that area. This summer, there were no dragonflies in that area. There were no frogs jumping around like there were the previous year. So it's just, it's crazy to see firsthand the destruction they caused, but it gives a good reason on why someone would want to take such a risk on getting arrested, such a risk on getting brutalized, such a risk on getting tased or maced or shot with rubber bullets. You know, I even witnessed my sisters getting drugged out of ceremony and brutally arrested. They were sitting there peacefully trying to pray for everyone's clean water. The lengths that they will take to let this pipeline go through is sad. So We also will have some call to actions. With Line 3, we're calling on the EPA to investigate Enbridge's ongoing damage. With Line 5, we're asking the White House to decommission Enbridge's Line 5 because they want to do more damage. Follow Wadukawad Amikwad on YouTube. Ask the Attorney General Ellison to investigate Aiken County to become special prosecutor on the remaining water protector charges. And you guys, keep active, keep showing up, keep holding the banks who fund fossil fuels accountable. Keep calling your politicians. I'm grateful we're keeping up the fight. It gives me a lot of hope. And I'll drop some links in the Facebook chat that will direct to the events and some other good stuff like that. You guys, thanks for having me on.
Wow, Gina, thank you so much. It's like old times. Pinigigi, maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. New details about how the suspect in the University of Idaho murders was linked to the killings. Here's CBS's Pat Milton.
DNA was obtained from the trash at the Pennsylvania home of Kohlberger's family and matched to the DNA found on a tan leather knife sheath found at the crime scene.
And they're voting again. Republican Kevin McCarthy has lost 10 times already in his bid to be the next Speaker of the House. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There's still a faction of 20 House Republicans who say they won't support Kevin McCarthy despite ongoing behind-the-scenes negotiations.
A change at the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says citizens from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Haiti, or Cuba who are caught crossing the borders illegally will be sent to Mexico.
We will welcome up to 30,000 individuals per month from these four countries to come safely to live and work here for 2 years.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Wisconsin is one of 20 states that hasn't raised the minimum wage above the federal level of $7.25 an hour. 50 Senate Republicans and 7 Senate Democrats voted against hiking the wage to $15 in 2021. Wisconsin has some of the greatest racial wealth disparities in the country, where 14% of children live in poverty. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard has proposed legislation to increase Wisconsin's minimum wage, saying that 1 in 3 Wisconsin workers would be helped by the increase. Use less salt on your driveway and sidewalks. Experts say waterways in Wisconsin are being contaminated with salt, and sodium levels are even rising in well water. Salt runoff from roads is leading to saltier water everywhere. Wisconsin's DNR says Lake Michigan has become 7.5 times saltier since the 1800s. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit LibertyMutual.com to learn more. LibertyMutual.com.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
from Ravioli. Hazel's Northeast is located off 29th and Johnson, or at hazelsne.com.
Is the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network, and we welcome you to Maguanago High School, where your Waukesha South Black Shirts will be taking on the home team Bucks of Maguanago here in a Classic 8 showdown. I am your host, Don Brown, host of Downtown Donnie Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, and I am joined by my very good friend, Connor Boston from Chicago, helping out with color play-by-play and some really, really cool original photography and some film. Calvin's back there at the studio at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios. They're at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. And we're looking forward to another great game tonight. We welcome those listeners from Native Roots Radio to tonight's broadcast. As Blackshirt Nation is proudly represented by Indigenous peoples, as well as the sons and daughters of the Northern Migration, the descendants of the Middle Passage, the Irish diaspora in America, and all the banished children of Eve, it is our honor and our duty to walk alongside our Native brethren through your struggles, triumphs, and achievements, and are proud to declare that Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Again, we say ahu, and we welcome you to enjoy tonight's game and follow us through this campaign of great resilience and comeback. The Blackshirt program lost 60 straight conference games before a winning season in 2021. In 2022, they finished 22-6, losing only two conference games and winning the Classic 8 Conference, one of the toughest conferences in the state of Wisconsin for the first time in 20 years. And advancing all the way to this venue here, Maguanago High School, where they played in the sectional finals. Had they been able to surpass Racine Case, they would have gone to the state finals, but unfortunately that was not meant to be. But it's great to return here, and fond memories, even though we weren't the outcome wasn't what we wanted, there was no denying that that was a really special season to remember for our Black Shirts, and it drew a big crowd. A lot of West families were here and North families were here cheering on the Black Shirts, and Julian Schwartz, the star of the last Black Shirt team to get to this level, Julian Schwartz had a memorable college and high school career and is now an assistant at Georgia Tech. He flew back for this game. That's how special it was. And so from last year's team, we have returning seniors Tyron Cook and Daniel Robinson, both All-State guards. Cook had been a starter since he was a freshman, and I believe Robinson had been on the team since his freshman year, part of a core group of really great kids. I think we'll see some of the three starters from last year's team may be in attendance tonight as they're home from college break. And we've seen them cheering on the Black Shirts at previous games. That's Brady Hennis and Tommy Glenn. I don't know if Marshawn Robinson's been back. He's playing basketball for St. Leo's in Florida. But the really great story continues here in spite of some, shall we say, bumps in the road or some hiccups in this year's campaign. It certainly doesn't help that Coach Richter scheduled some of the best non-conference talent maybe in the whole state. And then, you know, coming into the Classic 8, which is always really tough. Portion of the season with a big win against Crosstown rivals Waukesha West on the 20th of December. And then this past Tuesday, they hosted also another Crosstown rival, a neighborhood rival, Catholic Memorial. And we lost a really tough game to the Crusaders Tuesday night. Connor will tell you they had, I don't think they had a single player in that rotation that was shorter than 6'3". They had, I think at least, well, I got the stats here. They had, looks like at least, yeah, four players in double figures. And boy, some really strong, athletic, unstoppable big men in the form of starter Ben Good here. And off the bench, Jack Riley, who in many ways was more, nothing against Good here, but was seemed more impressive or could do a lot more damage to the Blackshirts and other, you know, opponents that they'll face throughout the season. But so a very difficult loss, still licking our wounds from that, hoping to bounce back tonight against a very big rival, Muguanago. Last year, the Blackshirts split with Muguanago, had a very impressive win here on the road. And then the last game of the season, the game after the Blackshirts had clinched the Classic Eight after beating Arrowhead, it was senior night, and Coach Richter started the seniors. Seniors played most of the game, like three quarters of the game, and the Blackshirts still almost won. Muguanago did win that game. It wasn't of importance to the Blackshirts. It was a great opportunity to play the seniors and to thank them for their service to the team. But that game went to overtime, and as I mentioned, we ended up facing Muguanago. Oh, no, I did mention this. In the playoffs, after winning the regional championship, we faced Muguanago in the semifinals down in Burlington at the house that Tony Romo built. And that was an amazing game. Blackshirts won that in overtime. That was an incredible game. And being the great sports that they are, the athletic director for Muck, Andy Trudell, had offered to our athletic director, Dan Schreier, to have the game here at Muguanago, which was a more convenient venue for both teams. And one of the more modern venues here in the Classic Eight, a great place to watch a game. Looks like a great venue for our men to play on. And that's it. But, you know, Connor, what do you think are our keys to victory tonight after what you after what we witnessed on Tuesday night?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. It's hard to tell how they're going to bounce back from yesterday, whether they're going to be able to improve on the mistakes made. It's been a similar story all season, pretty much just point distribution and getting more action in the paint. And then that was the issue yesterday.
So point distribution. So. Daniel Robinson was the leading scorer with, I believe it was 25 points. Had a really great offensive game. Mm-hmm. Tyron Cook answered the call, especially late, at 24 points. But the rest of the scoring, 2 points from Tex Hadioka and 3 points from Ethan Check. That was the rest of the scoring from the Blackshirts. So they do need more production. You know, you'd like to see 6, 8, 10 points from starting forward Tommy Karinko. You'd like to see maybe the same amount from Tech Tadioka, who's essentially the sixth man as far as the big men go. Mm-hmm. And the other guards, too. You know, Ethan Check always comes on strong early. He gets one of the first baskets of the game. Boy, if we could get a couple more out of those from Ethan, that would be great. You know, he's strong in the inside, maybe stronger than he is. I haven't seen him shoot as much from the perimeter, but he's quick. He's very quick, and he can be a playmaker. So, yeah, so better point distribution is exactly it. And then just, defense. We knew we weren't going to have a very big team going into this, but doesn't mean we can't play big. You know, nobody jumps higher than Tyron Cook. Daniel Robinson, both of them play, even though they're listed on the roster as guards. They play a lot in that post position and offense and on defense, too. You'll see them there in the paint. I believe, Tyron Cook might lead the whole region in rebounds, at least for guards. So, yeah. And even if you just looked at his total rebounds against Kettle Moraine that night, where he had like 30 rebounds and 34 points, his best game of the season, that would still probably maybe put him ahead of a lot of other kids.
Yeah.
In the grouping, if you will. So, as per our custom. Oh, and I wanted to mention a big kudos to Tyron Cook. BVM Sports, which is a great community-based media platform, just put out their top 10 seniors in Wisconsin, and they listed Tyron Cook as number 7. So I wanted to give Tyron a big shout-out. Really nice description. I'll read it briefly. Cook led Waukesha South to a Classic Eight title last season. The 6'3" guard has been on varsity since he was a freshman, and last year, as the team's leading scorer for the Blackshirts, he led the team to a 22-6 record. He averaged 22.5 points and 7.8 rebounds, which are great, great numbers in high school basketball. And they say that he'll be ready to lead Waukesha South as they try to defend their conference title. So that same link, I encourage you to look it up. I posted on Facebook today. They show some Twitter videos of Tyron's play in the Brookfield Fall League. Some great action videos there. I highly encourage you. So, so at this venue of the game, we're going to read off our rosters for tonight's game. I'll start with the Blackshirts, and Connor will give you Muck. So as we know, number zero is the 6'2 senior guard, All-State guard Tyron Cook. Number one is the 6'3 senior forward Tack Tadioka. Number two is the 6'2 senior guard Daniel Robinson. Number three is the 5'10 senior guard Trey Duncan. Number four is the 6'1 senior guard Ethan Check. Number five is the 5'6 junior guard Giovanni Rios Abera. Number 10 is the 6'2 junior guard Brighton Staub. Number 12 is the 6'3 junior forward Evan Stout. Number 22 is the 6'1 senior guard James Smith. Number 24 is the 5'11 junior guard Charles Moroz, or Charlie as we know him. And number 30 is the 5'11 junior guard Pau Segui Perez. And number 34 is your senior 6'3 senior forward Tommy Karinko. Black shirts coached by Bo Richter, who was their leader when they won the Classic 8 last year. He's been with the program quite a few years now. A graduate of Waukesha South. Had a great college career as, I believe, a Division III All-American and leading platform, I think, to the national title. And also played some football for the Black Shirts, where he set some records there. The assistants are John Sakonis, Lee Montez, the Classic 8 Assistant Coach of the Year last season, Andy Karinko, Austin Stuck, and Ben Bodart. Our athletic director is Dan Schreier. Dan's also an assistant principal, along with Liz Gould and Brian Groschick. And our principal is Maria D'Amato. And our superintendent of schools, Dr. James Siebert. Connor, give us the lineup for Maguanago, please.
Starting with the number zero, the 6'3 senior forward, Madsen Reibolt. Number one, Dom Dornberg, the 6'0 senior guard. Number two, Roman Cienza, the junior forward, 6'2. Number three, Ethan Gunderson, the 6'0 senior guard. Number four, Nick Brinkman, the 6'0 junior guard. Number five, Carson Taylor, the 6'3 senior forward. Number 10, Caleb Poling, the 6'4 sophomore forward. Number 11, Bennett Wolf, the 6'2 junior forward. Number 13, Khalid Madsen, the 6'3 senior guard. Number 14, Evan Free. I can't quite.
Let me see. Evan Frelke.
Frelke.
Yeah.
Frelke.
Connor leaves those Eastern European names to me. Happy to help.
Yeah.
You'd figure a guy with Chicago would have some of those down, you know?
Yeah. But
go ahead. I'm sorry, Connor.
No.
Just having some fun. And it's sophomore.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know a lot.
You're going to do the broadcast. You got to sound like Frank Broyles, the legendary color commentator for ABC college football. He would serve alongside the great Keith Jackson and really made it a lot of fun to listen to, especially when he said sophomore.
All right, number 15, Owen Kilton, the 6'0 junior guard. Number 20, Peyton Polnow, the 5'11 sophomore guard. Number 22, Josh Hayden, the 6'2 sophomore guard. Number 23, Nick Belling, the 6'2 senior guard. Number 25, Nathan Roy, the 6'6 junior center. Their head coach is Steve Polnow. Their assistants are George Johnson and looks like Zach Snyder. And their athletic director is Andy Trudeau, and their athletic trainer is Jason Abels. So that's the lineup for Maguanago.
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Connor. And wanted to mention a few other items I've been neglecting to mention that our director of operations is Tracy Richter, who's also a regular listener of this broadcast. She can't be at all the men's games because she's supporting the women's games that happen around the same time. And she's offered some great feedback in helping us improve this broadcast. So thank you, Tracy. I know you're listening out there. Hey, also another great helper and kind of a double entendre here. Caitlin Weber, the certified athletic trainer for Waukesha South these past 12 years, has also given me some wonderful feedback on improving our broadcast. But Caitlin has also willingly stepped up to be a guest on my show this week in Waukesha, Saturday, 8 a.m. this morning. I highly encourage your participation. Listen, call in. We're very local news, but we'd be remiss if we didn't speak to what was on most of the nation's mind this week, and that was the tragic incident during Monday Night Football when Buffalo Bills defensive back Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field, suffering cardiac arrest. And Caitlin's going to talk about what, the emergency action plan, a lot of the best practices that South and the other high school, other high schools incorporate, and some other resources that are available. I did a Facebook post on it today. Broadcast starts at 8. And Caitlin's also the head of her team at Children's Wisconsin that provides these great athletic trainers is Dr. James Walter, who's one of the Packers doctors. And he shares a lot of perspectives with supporting that, being there for the Packers during these games, akin to that medical team for the Buffalo Bills, who the doctors at Cincinnati Medical had praised for really playing an instrumental role in saving Damar Hamlin's life, by acknowledging what was happening and knowing that it was serious and taking the proper steps in a timely fashion to save this young man's life. And bear with me a moment while I refer to that post, because there's some other great details that I really want to speak to here. Oh, that's not it. Give me a moment here, but thank you for your patience. I think it's this one. Yes. So, she'll also be talking about some of the other resources, like the Kai Lermer Memorial Fund. Kai Lermer was a student athlete at Waukesha North who had perished, I believe it was about 11 or 12 years ago, in a very similar cardiac arrest situation. And that family has set up this fund and created resources to raise awareness and also making sure young kids are getting tested properly for these types of serious preconditions that could be addressed. And so really looking forward to Saturday's broadcast. It's unfortunate this incident on national TV that's created a lot of focus on this had to come to this, but it's great that people are paying more attention at the wonderful work that the Caitlin Webbers of the world and all these other great athletic trainers provide to our student athletes here at the high school level. It begs a question, knowing how serious youth sports has become in this area and in this country, what type of medical resources they have for these clubs, for these events where people pay money to see, young kids play baseball, volleyball, basketball, what have you, I mentioned volleyball. So tune in at 8 on Saturday. And both teams have been warming up. The Blackshirts are in their new visiting red. Muguanago in their white and their classic blue and gold, very similar colors to CMH. But they've got that trademark branded M logo icon that kind of looks like an iron, like a branding iron for cattle. Has that kind of that's what that reminds me of. So they've had that that logo for a long time, and a very proud athletic tradition here. Football team did very well. We're near the top of the Classic Eight. If they didn't win the conference, my apologies for not remembering it. But went very far in state competition, almost all the way to a state title. So the expectations actually, and a lot of projections were that they would win state. But a great season, another success nonetheless for this Muguanago athletic program. And basketball team, same thing. They fell short of going to the sectional final after losing Dust last year. So there may be some vindication or redemption motivating them in tonight's game. And a lot of size, too. You mentioned that lineup, and I'm looking at it, and, there's only one guy that's like two guys that are 6'6". So maybe we match up a little bit better. But Muguanago teams are always well-coached. It should be pretty interesting. And now would be a good time, Calvin, for us to take to go to station identification here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. Please.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Terrific. And we're back here at McGuanago High School. McGuanago comes from the Potawatomi name for place of the bear. So I see these colors and I'm thinking Cal Berkeley, the Golden Bears. That'd be a great alternative nickname for the Bucks here. So there's a really cool mural, too, on one of the end walls behind the basket. And a great kind of a motto underneath, one team, one family, one McGuanago. And it shows student-athletes in a variety of different sports. A lot of great color. It has some good historic elements to it, too. So really neat. Seniors are honored, just like in football. They're in Waukesha South, there's some really nice full-color banners for what looks like the six seniors from McGuanago. So 24 seconds and counting before we do the national anthem and the starting lineup. So we're going to take a break here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the tip-off.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin. You horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
.27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, Walk Radio.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories.
Hey, welcome back to McGuanago High School, where they're about to announce the starting lineups for the Blackshirts and the Mucks. So I'll be repeating what the announcer says. Connor.
Make sure you can hear me.
So just make sure you can hear me okay, please. Sorry about that. Just working out a few technical things while we listen to, prior to the starting lineups, many of the high schools read off the WIA rules for sportsmanship. So it's good that they repeat that. So they're announcing South now. Tyron Cook's name gets called first. The 6'2 senior All-State guard. The other guard, fellow classmate, All-State, senior guard, Daniel Robinson, number two. Number four, Ethan Check gets the call. So we got a three-guard offense, maybe four-guard. Yep. Number 24, the only junior in the starting lineup, Charlie Moroz. He started quite a few games here. And the 6'3 senior from Banting Park, Tommy Carrinco. So now they're reading off McGuanago here, so I got to pay more attention. Mason Reibelt, the 6'3 senior forward, wears number zero. Number five, Carson Taylor, the 6'3 senior forward. First. We have a sophomore, a 6'4 forward named Caleb Poling. Where's number 10? Number 13, the 6'3 senior guard will be Colin Madsen. And Owen Kilton, the 6-foot junior guard, number 15, rounds up the starting lineup. As Connor mentioned, the Mucks are coached by Steve Paulnow. Their athletic director is Andy Trudell. And their assistants are Zach Schneider and George Johnson. So both teams come out for the tip-off. Again, the Mucks are in white with blue numbers and fonts, gold trim. And the Paul black stripes on the side, just like the black shirts have. They're in red. And the black shirts with the tip. Daniel Robinson has it. They're coming to our side. Back to Tyron Cook there. It's a man defense that the Mucks have on him. Cook goes around. Long jumper. And that's off the rim. And it's rebounded by number 10. Poling.